This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Classical music lovers might like to hear a symphony or a solo pianist. Perhaps some chamber music or an opera. Wilmington and its environs have grown to the point that there are many individuals and organizations presenting all kinds of classical music. So much so, it's actually become a problem, specifically with scheduling. Rhonda Bellamy, the director of the New Hanover County Arts Council, is holding a meeting on Tuesday, January 10th, specifically for music presenters to share scheduling information. According to Rhonda, this will lead to greater success for everyone.
In response to inquiries we got from several classical music presenters, we're getting together to have a conversation about scheduling. As you know, we have a proliferation of music organizations here. And when you have so many that specialize in a certain genre, scheduling can be very difficult. And you add to it the fact that we have presenters that come from out of town who may not be a part of our calendar system. It further complicates the issue. And so I was asked to help facilitate this conversation around scheduling to ensure that when the organizations go to such great lengths to bring wonderful programming into the community, that they're not competing with people who are going to their same audience members who are drawn in two or three different directions in the same night. So we have a lot of classical music lovers here, but I don't think enough to support five or six organizations in a small time period. And so we want to just to help facilitate that conversation and to avoid those conflicts so that all of the organizations can do well and sell out all of their performances.
So who should come here on Tuesday evening?
Well, we have extended the invitation to classical music presenters, and since we've extended the invitation, we've heard from other groups. I heard today from the incoming president of the Wilmington Art Association, who says, can we do the same thing for visual arts? And it's certainly not discipline specific. So if there are conflicts with scheduling, then we certainly want to be part of helping to ameliorate that situation. You know, when we reestablished the Arts Council, that's one of the first things that the arts community told us. They wanted one central source of information. So, you know, we are also, as you can imagine, not just within the arts community, but we're competing with some wonderful programming that happens in other areas as well. And so that was one of the first things we did was to set up our calendar system to allow there to be one spot for particularly the arts organizations to find out what's happening and so that they can plan accordingly.
And you're going to talk about the calendar.
We're going to talk about the calendar. We're going to talk about ways that you can take advantage of the free arts marketing tools that the Arts Council has. We have a mobile app that's audio enhanced. We have a state-of-the-art arts directory, which allows artists and arts organizations to actually create their own page on the Arts Council's website. And of course, we have the calendar. And the calendar is what we use to shoot out our weekly emails that highlight all arts events all over town.
That was Rhonda Bellamy, director of the New Hanover County Arts Council. The calendar meeting for music presenters is this Tuesday, January 10th at 5:30 at WHQR on Front Street. Visit whqr.org for details.